Friday, March 14, 1986, the preacher is Professor Paul Robbie. The sermon text is taken from Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. The sermon theme is Called to Serve.
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today comes from the appointed Old Testament lesson, Exodus chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. In those days when Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and looked on their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his people. He turned this way and that way, and seeing no one, he smote the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling together. And he said to the man that did the wrong, "Why do you smite your fellow?" He answered, "Who made you a leader and a judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. I know that all of you want to be good ministers, to be effective shepherds of your people, to be pastors who can help people in their need. But the day will come when many doubts will enter into your mind and hearts. Pastors who have been in the ministry for 30 years say that they still have doubts on occasion in their ministry. Am I the man for the job? Am I to be the shepherd of these people? And I know that many of the fourth-year men here probably are already wondering the same thing as call day is rapidly approaching. Who am I compared to Moses and St. Paul and Luther and Walther and all the other great names we read displayed in the library? In fact, men who base their pastoral ministry entirely on their own subjective feelings and their own subjective experiences soon become immobilized with doubt. They become very timid and very uncertain and very insecure. They experience FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And Moses in our text experienced fear, uncertainty, and doubt too. To be sure, Moses had good intentions. He had a pastoral heart. He had compassion for his suffering people. Our text says, Moses went out to his people and looked on their burdens and saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his people. He wanted to help his people in their suffering. Although he grew up in the court of Egypt, he identified with Israel, and he wanted to help them in their burdens. But observe the fear, uncertainty, and doubt of this man Moses in our text. He comes out and sees an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew. And the text says, he turned this way and that way, and seeing no one, he smote the Egyptian and hit him in the sandy ground. He looks all around, doesn't see anybody. He secretly smites him and quickly buries him, all very cloak and dagger-like. This man is an insecure and uncertain man. The next day, he comes and sees two Hebrews quarreling with each other. He tries to arbitrate the dispute. And the man in the wrong challenges him and says, "Who made you a leader and judge over us?" The text then says, "Then Moses was afraid and thought, 'Surely the thing is known.' His life was in danger. And so he fled from Pharaoh and fled to the land of Midian, somewhere in the Sinai Peninsula. The man who had asked him, 'Who made you a leader and judge over us?' was right. Nobody had made him that. He delegated that position to himself. All a very uncertain and dubious matter this was. It is really hard to believe that this is the same Moses that we read about later, who stood before Pharaoh and boldly proclaimed the word of the Lord, 'Thus saith the Lord, let my people go.' It is hard to believe that this is the same Moses who led thousands of Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. When Israel was at the Red Sea and they saw the Egyptian armies pursuing them, they all trembled. And it is hard to believe that this is the same Moses who boldly proclaimed, Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord. What made the difference between the early Moses and the later Moses? The answer comes in the next chapter, when he was called by God at the burning bush. That external call from God is what made the difference. Without a call from God, he experiences fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Without the external call from God, he focuses attention on himself and on his own doubts and becomes wavering. But with the external call from God, he focuses his attention on God and on his power to save. With the external call from God, he focuses his attention on God and on his promise to be with him and to work through his ministry. With the external call from God, he has the confidence that God has put him in this place to shepherd this people. And so, called and commissioned by God, he delivers Israel out of their Egyptian bondage. And thanks be to God that he did not forget us in our bondage. Thanks be to God that he called Jesus to deliver us from our bondage to sin, from our bondage to death and Satan and the world. Jesus Christ is the new and greater Moses, who was called and commissioned by God to save sinners. At his baptism, God said to Jesus and called him, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." In our gospel lesson on the Mount of Transfiguration, God reiterated that call and said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." In fact, the Father ordained the Son before the foundations of the world to save sinners. And thanks be to Christ that he faithfully carried out his call to save sinners. Thanks be to Christ that he endured the cross, despising the shame, as our Lenten graduals say. Thanks be to Christ that he fulfilled what is written of the Son of Man, that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt, as our gospel lesson tells us. Like Moses, Jesus too was rejected by the people. But Jesus was far greater than Moses. He died and was forsaken by God in the place of the people who rejected him. He died and was forsaken by God in our place, we sinners who deserve to die instead. And on the third day, he was gloriously raised from the dead, proving to be the victor over all the pharaohs of this world that causes so much uncertainty. Therefore, God has appointed him and made him our Lord, our leader, and our gracious judge, who acquits us of our sins, who declares us not guilty. In fact, Christ is our judge in the Hebrew sense of that word, shofet, which it often carries, our deliverer. By obeying his call to die and rise for us, he has delivered us from our Egyptian bondage to the dominion of darkness and has transferred us into his glorious kingdom. What comforting news this is of the call of Christ to die and rise for us. And this Jesus Christ, this one who was crucified and raised for us, is the same Christ who now calls men into the pastoral ministry, that they might bring his salvation to others in bondage, that they might administer the means of grace to others in need. That external call from God through the congregation is what will give you assurance in your ministry. In the midst of your fears, doubts, and uncertainties, that external call from God through the congregation is what will give you confidence that God has put you in this place to shepherd those people. Don't focus your attention on yourselves and on your own fickle and subjective of feelings and experiences. Focus your attention on Christ, who died and rose for you. Focus your attention on Christ, who called you into the pastoral ministry. Focus your attention on Christ, who promises to be with you and to work through your ministry of word and sacraments. And may Christ empower you to preach with boldness, like the later Moses. Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.